Hello everyone, this is Martin Compton and this is the first of a series of weekly emails that you'll be receiving from me over the course of the programme. And this first one is to give you an overview of what to expect over the next couple of weeks and a few things that you can be doing or checking have been completed in terms of registration ahead of the course starting on the 19th of September. So, just a few key things that are really important, I suppose. The first one is about the drop-in sessions next week. Our online tutor, Ros Beaumont, will be on Adobe Connect. And it's always useful to get in there before an actual seminar to test that your system works okay, that your webcam's fine, that you can log in, that you've got all the necessary updates, that your headphones are working okay, that your microphone's working okay. And don't forget, of course, that we suggest that you have headphones with a microphone as well. These optional sessions are a really good idea. Just 20 minutes, just drop in. There may be other people there, there may be not. And all those dates and times are available on Moodle, and I've also attached them to this email just in case you're not able to get on Moodle just yet. So do have a look at that and go and see Ros on one of those dates if you can, please. Next thing is about registration. Well done for those that have completed one or more of the stages so far. I am fully aware that our registration system isn't the most sympathetic. If you're a member of UOG staff, you'll know what I'm talking about. But all I can say in that regard is that it's not unusual in the sector. Some of you have already got Moodle access. I can see that from my screens here. It is important that you complete the registration process soon, otherwise your Moodle access will end in October. So by the beginning of October is when everything needs to be complete, but by the 19th preferably, actually. Otherwise you won't be able to submit assignments and have grades entered and so on and so forth. So in terms of the registration guidance, I've sent you that already. I apologize for the detail and the fiddliness of it, but it's a one-time only thing, and you'll feel great after you've done it. So what you do is you go to the UOG portal, and when you're on the home page, you can go to either student or my learning tab, and that's under student records and what's called the banner web main menu. If you have any problems at all, get in touch with me and Gillian Keams, and we will resolve those problems as soon as we can. I've posted a forum on the Moodle pages, and again, there's a link in this email to the About Me forum, and I've posted a message there. What I'd like you to do in the first instance is just reply to that and say a little bit about yourself. If you can't access Moodle yet, then don't worry, there's plenty of time to do that. If you can access Moodle, there is a further link in that section in the email, which is about how you can navigate Moodle, get used to it. And if you haven't used Moodle before, as I know some of you haven't, it would be useful to have a look at that and try and orient your brain to the way that it's structured. One of the issues that people have with Moodle is it doesn't look and feel like a website, which is what we base our online familiarity with. And so it can cause some navigation issues until we get used to it. Again, there'll be opportunities to do more of that on the study day. So on the 19th of September, the program begins. We'll have a week of online induction and orientation activities, and the whole program is built like this, which is that you should be able to find the time in your own time to engage with those activities. I'll send you some more details about that first thing on the 19th of September. There'll be more drop-in sessions that week, so if you have any further questions, don't feel as though you need to limit yourself to one. Go to another if you have other questions that crop up. I've attached again the key program study dates. There's a lot more detail in the Moodle course if you're already able to access that, and you can also see your handbooks if you want to pre-read, but don't download and print necessarily, because I'll give you hard copies of the two main handbooks on the study day, on the 24th. As it says in the guidance you've had, I think, the first study day on the 24th September will be at Greenwich. It's a 10 o'clock start, but we would urge you to arrive for sort of 9:30, 9:45, so that you can tell us that you're there and get a cup of tea and a biscuit. And again, I'll post some more details about that next week. So if you're all ready to go and registration is completed and you're on Moodle already, you should be able to see some additional resources and guidance on Moodle about accessing resources, about scholarship of teaching and learning, about the organisation of the programme. And I hope that they'll keep you busy and interested as well before we formally start the programme. So I'm really looking forward to working with you all, and let's make this course a great success. All the best. I'll speak to you soon.